Nehemiah chapter number 8. And we're going to read from verse number 9 to the end of verse number 12. Nehemiah chapter number 8. We're going to start reading in verse number 9, and we're going to read to the end of verse number 12. We're going to read in unison. We're reading from the King James Bible. If you do not have the King James Bible, you do not have the Bible. You do not have the Word of God. Nehemiah chapter number 8, starting in verse number 9. And Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet. And send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, Hold your peace, for the day is holy, and neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat, and to drink, and to send portions, and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. I'm going to talk to you about biblical joy. Biblical joy. Amen. Dear God, thank you, Lord, for loving us. And thank you, dear God, for salvation. Lord, if nothing else ever good happens in our lives, just the fact that we're saved on our way to heaven is good enough, Lord. Just the fact that we have a home in eternity in heaven that you've reserved for us should suffice and calm all our fears, our worries, our anxieties. Just the fact that we know that, Lord, that we're born again, that our Father is the creator of all eternity. Thank you, dear God, for caring not just about your creation, but caring for the creatures that you sent the gospel to. And dear God, as we listen this morning, I pray that we'd understand the biblical joy that you've laid out in the Word of God. I pray this would be a hope, a help. I believe that it will be a help if we just pay attention, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. If you go through your Bibles at, once a year or once every 5 or 10 years, whenever you have the time to do that, you'll see that there's a lot of rejoicing in the Bible. Good rejoicing and evil rejoicing. You'll see people that are happy and glad and have joy, good gladness, good happiness, good joy. And you'll see there's evil rejoicing. There's evil happiness. And there is evil joy in the Bible. Now, most times, and I'll get to this later on, but real Bible joy, biblical joy, no man can take from you. Amen. Whereas being happy depends on a happenstance, a circumstance to make you happy, to make you laugh. So there's a difference between just being happy because something happened or you heard some good news or you saw something that made you laugh. And there's nothing wrong with that as long as it's good, clean fun or good, clean joy. Nothing wrong with that. But Bible joy, no man can take from you. Bible joy does not depend on circumstances, and biblical joy does not depend on what goes on outside your body, outside in society, outside in your life even. You see, biblical joy depends on what Jesus did for you, and who really, whether he did it or not, who Jesus is. So the joy in the Bible that we're going to talk about this morning comes from the Bible. And we'll read these verses again that we just read this morning, but I want you to read along with me as we reread them again, starting in verse number 9. Notice this. And this, they're having church here, okay? They're having church out in the street. Verse number 9. Nehemiah, which is the Tirshatha, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught, they're teaching the people of God. They taught the people. Said unto all the people, This day is holy unto the Lord your God. watch this, mourn not nor weep. Now, you would think that people would be happy coming to church or going to the temple there or meeting in the street, having a revival. Well, in order to have biblical joy, you must weep first. I mean, somewhere in Psalms it says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. You cannot have Bible joy unless you have mourning first. You can't have Bible joy unless you have weeping first. Because these people heard preaching of the Word of God, and they were so convicted, they started sorrowing and mourning and weeping over their condition, lost condition, backslidden condition, the rebellious condition. They were, the Bible says, and the preacher says, mourn not nor weep. They're mourning and weeping. Watch this, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. I know everybody wants everything sugar-coated today. Everybody wants to jump up and down and scream and holler and sing and laugh and roll around the aisles after hearing no convicting sermons about their sinful condition. They just want to be happy without God. They want to be happy without preaching. They want to be happy without the Word of God. That's not Bible joy. That's not biblical joy. In order to get biblical joy and know what joy really is, first you have to get God, and the only way you get God is through the Word of God, and you get the Word of God through the preaching of the Word of God, as they're having here. These people are preaching. They're preaching. And people start mourning and weeping. And then the preacher says, hey, stop mourning, stop weeping, because we're saved. But that's the process in order to have biblical joy. Keep reading here, verse number 10. They heard the words of the law, the end of verse number 9, verse number 10. Then he said unto them, the ones who are weeping, the ones who are mourning, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. That's like going soul winning. Go tell the lost how good God is, amen. Look what it says. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Not you being happy about evil things. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, charity rejoiceth not in what? Iniquity or evil or whatever. I forget where it is. I think it says iniquity. All right? But rejoiceth in the truth. So, I'm not talking about you being happy because you're drunk. I'm not talking about you being happy because you're high on some dope or smoking some crack or shooting your veins out. I'm not talking about being happy because you're stealing money from the neighbor or breaking into a car or from the IRS. I'm not talking about that. Man, people are happy when they do that. I'm not talking about that kind of happiness. I'm talking about biblical joy. Biblical joy only comes after you mourn and weep and sorrow about your lost condition or your backsliding condition or your rebellious condition. And then when you start weeping and mourning and are sorrowful, God said, hey, stop weeping. It's time to rejoice right now because you're not right. Now you're right with God, amen? Keep reading. Verse number, he said, neither be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. In verse number 11. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy, neither be ye grieved. I mean, that's the fourth description we have of these people here after they heard preaching. They wept, they mourned, they were sorrowful, and they were grieving. Sounds like a funeral, doesn't it? Well, Ecclesiastes says, I'd rather go to a house of mourning than a house of feasting. Because that's the end of all men, and the wise lay it to their heart, the Bible says. Everybody wants to go to an amusement park. Everybody wants to play games. Everybody wants to just be happy, happy, happy. I mean, who's the guy that said, be happy? You remember that phrase? He either died or committed suicide. I can't remember right now. Just be happy, you know? Without God, without the Bible, just be happy. No, you can't. You can be miserable. And by the way, that's why people, this is not, that's why they take drugs, because they're missing the biblical joy. Let me tell you something. Tonight, people are either going to be mad or they're going to be happy for the stupidest reasons. Think about it. Think how stupid this is. Your team won, so you're going to be happy. Your team lost, so you're going to kick the dog and beat your wife and cuss and swear and throw a television out. I mean, these people are unbelievable. I mean, I looked at the videos the championship game. Some guy threw his big screen, widescreen TV off the balcony because his team lost. So you're happy for the wrong reasons. You're sorrowing for the wrong reasons. Most people are sorrowful only because they're crying in a courtroom because they got caught, not because they really feel guilty about it. Not everybody, but the vast majority of them. Oh, I don't want to go to jail. Well, you should have thought about that before you committed the crime. So I'm talking about biblical joy today. Bible joy comes from the Word of God, from preaching. The preaching of the cross is them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved is the power of God, the Bible says. Keep reading here, verse number 11. So the Levites stilled all the people. We reread that, verse number 12. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make, watch this, great mirth. Watch this, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. So here they come to church, they're in the street, they're preaching, they have the Word of God, they're all gathered there, then the preacher starts preaching and they start grieving, mourning, weeping, and become sorrowful. What a sight to behold. But that's who God can use right there. Yeah. Not these giddy folks who are always high or they just, you know, they don't care about anybody else, you know. They don't care anything about their own happiness. And by the way, real joy spelled J-O-Y. You remember this for the rest of your life? Jesus first, others second, and your last, yourself last. J-O-Y. You put Jesus first, others second, and yourself last, you'll have joy. You'll have Bible joy. Of course, that's not what I would teach you in your school. You got to love yourself, you know. You got to be good to yourself. Take care of yourself first, because you can't take yourself first. You can't help anybody else. I say you take care of God first, amen. I say you take care of God's business first, amen. And because by doing that and pleasing Jesus and worshiping Jesus is the only way you're going to help others. And by doing those first two, you'll have joy. You don't have to worry about yourself. But when you reverse that order, you put yourself first, you're not going to care about others, you're not going to care about Jesus, and you're going to be miserable because you're not going to have Bible joy. Take your Bible, please, and turn with me to Isaiah chapter number 66. Isaiah chapter number 66. We'll have a little Bible study here this morning on Bible joy. Isaiah 66. Bible joy. I'm not talking about worldly joy. Bible joy. That's what's missing in most people's lives. Peace that passeth understanding. Why could Baptist martyrs be burned at the stake and still be singing while they're being burned alive? Why could they get in the prayer circle and sing hymns and praises to God Almighty while they're being fed to the lions in the Colosseum? Because they had joy, and most of us don't. You'd be trembling. I don't want to die. Yeah, I'll tell you, one of my heroes in the last 10 years, to be honest with you, I don't know if you remember the story, but about, I don't know now, 5-10 years ago, was an Italian that was caught by the Muslim fanatics, the devil-worshipping Muslim fanatics. They were about to cut his head off, and the Italian, I don't even think he was saved. I have no idea, but he said, I'm going to show you how an Italian dies, and he started laughing at him right before they cut his head off. The average person today would be scared. I don't want to die. Well, if you're saved, if you die, would you see Jesus? Absent from the body, present with the Lord. If you're saved, would you go to be with the Lord? You're so consumed with your own life and your own self, you're not concerned about Jesus or others. Now, I want to stay as long as possible so I can bother more people, amen. I want to stay as long as possible, give the gospel out, amen, help people and bother people. Yeah, buddy. Isaiah chapter number 66. Isaiah 66 and verse number 5. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. If you don't have a King James Bible, you're not trembling for sure at the word of God. If you have a perversion, you don't have joy. It's missed. I'm telling you, according to God's word, watch what it says. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified, but he shall appear to your what? Joy, and they shall be ashamed. See, you're basing your happiness on circumstances that's happening in your life instead of real joy, that's everlasting joy that lasts forever, because Jesus is God, and Jesus is God, is joy, and Jesus is peace, and Jesus is love. But if you put your whole focus on you, you're going to be upset. You're going to be angry. You're going to be bitter. You're going to be jealous. You're going to be envious. Verse number 10. Rejoice ye with Jerusalem and be glad with her, all ye that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all ye that mourn for her. Look at Jeremiah 15, please. Jeremiah, next book over. Jeremiah 15, verse number 16. This is biblical joy. How to get joy. How to have joy right now. First of all, you need to be saved, obviously. Second of all, you need a King James Bible. You need a word of God to get joy. Jeremiah 15. The heartaches and burdens of life are going to come. The sorrows of life are going to come. You're going to have grief in your life. I'm telling you right now. What you need is you need joy to overcome all those sorrows, all those griefs. Jeremiah 15, verse number 16. Thy what? Words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me, watch this now, the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. I can tell you what kind of joy you got. How much Bible did you read this week? Huh? I know, you want to listen to radio, watch the television, read some pamphlets, read some devotional, read some religious literature, religious books. But how about how much Bible did you read? My Bible says, thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. And by the way, like rejoicing means to have rejoy, rejoy again. That's what rejoicing is like. You have joy, then rejoy again. Hey, you got sorrows? I get your Bible out and read it. You got problems and heartaches and burdens? Get your Bible out and read it. Instead of going to some psychoanalyst or some psychologist, some psychiatrist, laying on a couch somewhere where they're making $300 an hour because you're just a number to them. Why don't you get your Bible out and read it? You'll have joy that no man can take from you. No man. That's what Jesus said. We're going to get to it by next week sometime. Yeah. John chapter 15. The word of God gives you joy, Bible joy, biblical joy. John chapter number 15. That's why in 1 Peter 1:8, you'll have joy unspeakable. You can't even explain it. It's unspeakable joy. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. People are miserable today. I'm telling you, people are depressed today. People are dejected today. People are discouraged today. They have no joy. The reason you have joy is because you're not close to Jesus. If you had joy, I'm telling you, if you had joy from the Lord Jesus Christ, it wouldn't matter what goes on outside, as we said in the adult Bible study, outside your body. Nothing could distract you or deter you from the joy of the things of God. Nothing and no one. Only you can. And again, I'm not making light of any problems. I'm not making light of any heartaches. But in order to overcome that and be more than conquerors, you got to get a word of God out. You got to get the Bible out and start reading it. You can't. Once a week, it ain't going to cut it for you coming to this church. Three times a week, ain't going to cut it for you coming to this church. John chapter number 15. I wonder what Jesus said here, huh? What would Jesus? How about what would? What did Jesus say? Not what would Jesus do. What did Jesus say? And what did Jesus do? I mean, what would Jesus do? We already know what he would do because we have it written down what he did and what he said. John chapter number 15, verse number 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. Well, the word of God, this is the word of God, the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's speaking these things so that our joy may be full. Look at chapter number 16. He said in verse number 20, your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Look at verse number 22, chapter 16, verse 22. Watch this. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice. Now, I have this underlined in my Bible. You do whatever you want. Your joy no man taketh from you. Is that what Jesus said? The reason you have joy is because you gave it all up. Satan can't take it from you. The world can't take it from you. Your difficulties cannot take it from you. You just surrendered the joy that God has available for you. And you're miserable. You can't even sing songs. You can't praise God in the song from the hymn book. You need the bouncing ball with the African beat going boom, 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 and swaying your bodies like the African tribal dancers do. As if you think you're going to be joyful doing that kind of stuff. Oh, we had a great time getting drunk and high and stupid. Okay. Jesus said, your joy no man taketh from you. I'm not going to get into it today, but look at verse 24. It talks about the prayer life. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. That's what he said. That's what Jesus said. We don't spend time with God, so we don't have joy. Acts 2:28 said, thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Philippians 1, chapter 1 says, in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy. It's like a chore, a burdensome chore to go to church. I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. But it's a burdensome chore for most people. It's a burdensome chore to read the Bible. It's a burdensome chore to go to prayer. Get your Bible out and read it, man. John chapter number 17. John, do we read that? John 17, verse number 13. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, watch this, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. That's what Jesus said. Jesus has joy. My joy, he says, you can have. So he's saying, these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I don't need the happiness of the world, the giddiness of the world, the fake joy of the world. I need the joy of Jesus Christ, that is Bible joys, biblical joys, that can overcome any grief and any heartache and any burden that's ever come my way. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 1:6 says, and ye became followers of us and the Lord, and of the Lord, what? Listen to good. Having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. You know, in Iran, they're beheading Muslims that have gotten saved and become Christians. They're killing any Iranians that are willing to get baptized after they got saved. They're killing them, but they're rejoicing under much affliction. We have liberty. Nobody stopped you coming to church unless you drive like me and my boys. I mean, there was no Checkpoint Charlie yet. Nobody asked you for your papers and asked you where you're going yet. We have all the freedom and liberty in the world. We don't even appreciate it. We're miserable. God's people are miserable. They don't have Bible joy. We're not looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. I mean, if Jesus endured the cross, despised the shame for the joy that was set before him, as Paul said, he wanted to finish his course with joy. I can't. No, you don't want to. I can't. Yes, you can. You just don't want to. Peter says joy unspeakable in 1 Peter 1:8. 1 John, listen to 1 John, chapter number 1, please. 1 John. The epistle of 1 John, four books before Revelation, 1 John chapter number 1, 1 John chapter number 1. verse number 4. And these things write we unto you, writing now the word of God. This is the word of God. These things write we unto you that your joy may be full. You think you can read some little devotional, one verse in a devotional, and some man writes two or three paragraphs about one verse, and you think that's going to give you joy. You read one sermon, good sermons, the best of sermons, that have maybe 5, 10, 20 verses in them. You think that's going to replace chapter after chapter after chapter after chapter of God's holy word to give you joy. Ain't never going to happen. Never going to happen. My job with this kind of a sermon is to get you to read the word of God so that you'll have joy. Joy doesn't come from the pastor's sermon. You won't find that in the Bible. But the sermons may convict you. They may grieve you. They may make you sorrowful. They may make you weep. But hopefully, it's used to get you back to the word of God that'll give you joy, that'll pass all understanding like the peace of God. Take a Bible, turn to Psalm 119, please. Psalm 119. Psalm 119. That's why I can't put up with heartaches and burdens and difficulties. Psalm 119. If your joy or happiness depends on a stupid ball game or football game or a hockey game or basketball, you got big problems. You really do. If your joy depends on your paycheck, on where you live, that's not Bible joy. I'm sure you shouldn't be happy if you get a pay raise. Sure you should be happy if you get a nice car and God's blessed you with that or a house. I'm not against any of that. But that's not lasting joy, ladies and gentlemen. Those are blessings of God that God gives. Psalm 119, verse 162. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. Huh? Do you care about the word of God more than gold and silver? Huh? Do you care more about the word of God than hidden treasures? Look at Psalm 19, please. Psalm 19. Psalm 19. You say, Pastor, I just want to be happy. Okay, well, pay attention this morning. I'm going to tell you how to be happy and glad and joyful. I'm going to tell you right now. It's the word of God. Amen. It's not sprinkled dust. It's not some magic wand. It's not some, oh, would you pray for me that I'm happy? I can't do that. You need a Bible, the word of God, to make you joyful and be happy and glad. You can't get around that. Anything else is fakery. Psalm 19, verse number 8. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eye. So it's the word of God, the words of God, the statutes, the judgments that make you rejoice, that have joy if you love God. When's the last time you just sat down and read the Bible for about an hour? When's the last time you just sat down and started reading and reading and reading? I mean, you're on Facebook all the time. You're on your chats all the time. You're online all the time. You're watching the television all the time. We're going around all over God's creation all the time. How much time do you spend reading the Bible? Let's go back to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. And verse 111. The longest chapter in the Bible is Psalm 119. And you know what it talks about? The word of God. There's only two verses, as far as I know, that do not mention anything about the word of God. Only two. Psalm 119, verse number 111. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever. Watch this. For they are the rejoicing of my heart. The word of God. The statutes, the judgments of God. Psalm 107, please. Psalm 107. Now, Jesus said, no man taketh your joy away. We give it up. Psalm 107, verse number 30. Then are they glad, watch this now, because they be quiet. Is that what the Bible says? Most loud mouths are not happy people. Did you ever notice it? They're gossipers. They're railers. Most loud people who talk all the time are not happy. One of the secrets is God's given you two ears to hear twice as much as what you say with one mouth. But it'd be good for us if we just close our mouth and see what God has to say. Instead of us telling everybody everything that we don't know. I'm just telling you what it says. Then are they glad because they be quiet. You can't be talking and reading the Bible at the same time, but we just want to talk. We have diarrhea of the mouth. Just talk. Tell everybody everything we don't know. But how much time did you spend reading the Bible this week? Huh? You're glad everything else works right in your life? You're glad the car started? You're glad the roof isn't leaking? You glad you have a job? How about the Word of God? Instead of the temporary things that make you happy, that last for 10 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes. Joy will last forever. You'll have permanent joy, even with the heartaches. Psalm 92. Psalm 92. Psalm 92. Psalm 92, verse number 4. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. You know what I've noticed? I've noticed that people that are more faithful to the church are happier than people who are not. You know what I've noticed? I noticed that soul winners have joy where people who don't care about people being saved are miserable. You know what I've noticed? I've noticed that people who give and sacrifice for missionaries and for church to be started, for souls to be saved, are happier, have more joy than the people who are outside the work of God. In fulfilling the word of God. Thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. Hey, you want joy? Read the Bible. You want joy? Keep your mouth closed. You want joy? Get involved in the work. Take a Bible, turn to Proverbs chapter number 15. The Bible says in Isaiah 29, the meek shall also shall increase their joy in the Lord. The meek shall increase their joy. Now, when you read the Bible, look, you know what the Bible is? It's very convicting, ladies and gentlemen. It tells us that we're a bunch of sinners needing a Savior, amen? And that's why people don't want to read it. They don't want to read how bad they are. But until you read what God says about us, you'll never have that joy. Proverbs chapter 15. You can't get saved until you get sad first. Until you realize you're a sinner on your way to hell, you ain't going to be glad and happy that you're saved. It's impossible. These people, they fake they're happy, you know, and they're drunk and drinking and having a great time and partying all the time on their way to hell forever, and you think that's true, they're having a great time. You wait to the judgment, man, and you see all these people that were happy from a stupid ball game. And by the way, I'm glad when my team wins. I'm glad when I'm in a sporting event, and I'm glad about that. Those are natural, good things to be happy about. But that's not joy. My joy doesn't depend on who's going to win any game. My joy doesn't depend on what my address is or what kind of house I live in. My joy doesn't depend on what kind of job I have. And my joy does not depend on what kind of car I have. My joy does not depend on my health. My joy doesn't depend on how much money I got in the bank. My joy doesn't depend on how many people show up for church Sunday after Sunday. My joy doesn't depend on what kind of church building we meet in. My joy doesn't depend on who lives in the White House or the governor's mansion or the mayor's office. My joy doesn't depend on anything exterior outside my body. My joy depends on Jesus Christ, my Savior, the joy of Jesus being in me, and I'm enjoying His joy. But you're mad because you don't get what you want. You're angry because you didn't get what you want. You're ticked off. You're irritable. You know what that is? A lack of joy. You know, some people aren't even happy when other people are happy. They're miserable. They want other people to be miserable also. It bothers them when somebody else is happy. I'm telling you what, man. I am never going to let somebody ruin my day, ever. That's my plan, is never to let anybody ruin my day. I'll laugh in their face before you ruin my day. I'm telling you right, I'll ruin your day before you ruin my day. There's no way. The only way you can ruin my day is if I lose my joy. And God says, no man taketh your joy from you. There's no police officer can take my joy. There's no judge that can take my joy. There's no doctor or no lawyer that can take my joy. I'm talking about Bible joy this morning. I'm talking about biblical joy this morning. Proverbs 15, are we still there? Verse number 23. The Bible says, a man hath joy by the answer of his mouth. Proverbs 21, verse number 15, it says, it is joy to the just to do judgment. My Bible says in Isaiah 65, be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. We read earlier Psalm 51, verse 12, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And then later on, in the next verse, it says, sinners shall be converted to you. He said in Psalm 51, verse 8, make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. God's going to break you in order to make you rejoice. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. That's what my Bible says. But we do. We want joy and happiness and gladness without sorrow, without weeping, without a broken heart. Take your Bible, please turn with me to Luke chapter number 6. Please, we'll close with this. Luke chapter number 6, the Gospel of Luke. You don't know what they did to me. You don't know what they said to me. You don't know how bad I've had it. Me two, me three, me four. Hashtag victimhood. Oh, you don't know how bad it is. Are you saved? Are you a child of God? Maybe you got your eyes glued on that television too long. Maybe you got your eyes glued on social media too long. Everybody feeling sorry for themselves without the word of God. You wait till they end up in hell, man. Then they're going to say, all of us, hashtag. Luke chapter number 6. Yeah. And they won't be laughing then. All that fake joy, fake happiness, and fake gladness is going to vanquish in the flames of hell, ladies and gentlemen, just like that. I just want to be happy. Well, why don't you get saved then? Luke chapter number 6. If you really want to be happy. We were preaching down to the downtown during the stroll, the Victorian stroll. And it's not my fault that they decide to have the fire engines come pick up people lining up to ride the fire engine with the fat Santa on it, you know, Satan on it. And the people are lining up. And one kid was there crying, I guess. I don't know. And the mother says, sorry. She started yelling at me. Says, you're scaring my child. No, I'm not scaring your child. God may be, but I'm not. I'm just preaching the word of God that you're going to die one day and go to hell. That's all. Why are you mad at the preaching of the word of God? Why can't you be joyful like those people say? They mourn, they grieve because of their sin. The preacher say, hey, weep not, mourn not. God's good. God's coming, amen. Luke chapter number 6. Verse number, 22. Luke chapter number 6, verse 22. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall say, when they shall separate you from their company. God says you're blessed. You're so hurt when that happens because you're full of yourself. And shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. That's what he said. But woe unto you that are rich. They're happy that they're rich. But Jesus said, woe unto you that are rich. For ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full. America's too full. Obese, overweight, and fat. For ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. He said, if when people curse you and separate and reproach you, he said, rejoice in that they leap for joy. You ought to be glad that you're doing something for God. You're getting somebody's attention. Matthew chapter number 5, please. Matthew chapter number 5. These are the words of the Lord Jesus. What did Jesus say? What did Jesus do? Matthew chapter number 5. We are churches are filled today with people looking like abominations, dressing like an abominations. It's disgusting. And churches are okaying that and saying it's okay, and they're going out happy that somebody understands them. Okay. That's not Bible joy. That's not biblical joy. Matthew chapter number 5. The Gospel of Matthew chapter number 5, verse number 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Now look, this is what Jesus said. Rejoice and be exceeding glad. Why can't you be happy about that? That's what Jesus said. Why can't you rejoice when people criticize you for doing right and living right? Are you more full of yourself than God? Are you more full of yourself than the Word of God? Are you on the throne in your heart, or is Jesus on the throne in your heart? Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. I mentioned this verse, but I want to close with it. Hebrews chapter 12, please. We'll close with this verse. Hebrews chapter 12. This is biblical joy. This is Bible joy. People are mad when it snows. People are mad when it rains. People are mad when it's too hot. People are mad when the sun's out, no rain. Then people are mad when it rains too much. Then people are mad. You know how cold it is. You know how warm it is. You know how hot it is. People are mad when the AC doesn't work. People are mad when the heat doesn't work. People are just mad, man. They have no joy inside. Hebrews chapter number 12. Every little thing bothers you. You need to get right with God, that's all. Hebrews chapter 12. You go back and read Nehemiah chapter 8. They were meeting in the street, by the way. They didn't have a church building. Nehemiah chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1. Wherefore, seeing we also, and they just finished this great chapter of Hebrews 11, the chapter of faith, hall of faith, of what all God's people went through. You know what? Let's go back up and read this. Watch this now. I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but look at this verse number 33. We'll pick it up right here. Hebrews 11, verse number 33. You think you got it rough? You think you got it tough? Let's read this, what he says here. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. And he starts chapter 12 with the word wherefore, which means because of everything that we just read in Hebrews chapter 11, he says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. It continues, the sentence continues, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, when I take my last breath, I'll see Jesus, and there's nothing in this world that's going to detract from that. Absolutely nothing. They can put me in jail, cut my tongue off. They can take my arms off. They can disembowel anything they want to do. But I'll be with Jesus, amen? Do you have Bible joy this morning? Amen. We have temporary, fleeting happiness that's based on some circumstance or some event that you're glad about. Well, I got news for you. Your life's not going to turn out the way you want it to. There's going to be some untoward things going to happen to you. And sometimes you're going to have to be living with that for the rest of your life. But my God's greater than all my circumstances, amen? My God is greater, and that joy that I have is greater than all the disappointments that I've ever faced or ever will face. Looking past the shame and past the cross for the joy that was set before him. One day we'll be in heaven, amen. Walking on streets of gold, sitting at the feet of Jesus. No more sin, no more cursed body, no more hospitals and doctors, no more lawyers except the lawgiver, amen. No more funeral parlors, no more ambulances, no more medicines, no more diseases. For that joy, I can go through anything with Jesus. Amen. By myself, I couldn't do it. That's why people are going bonkers. That's why people are killing themselves. People are, listen to me good, their joy or their happiness depends on how the stock market is doing this day. Had a rough day yesterday, 2 days ago. Sometimes it goes up and sometimes it goes down. Sometimes things are good, and sometimes things are not good. You're going to live your life that way, up and down, man. You're going to be one miserable person for the rest of your life. But when you have Bible joy, Jesus said, no man takes that from you. Not a person. Not one person can take that from you. Because if you have Jesus, you can't lose your salvation. Only you can surrender it and giving it up to the world and let the world come in and destroy you from within. I've got Jesus. I've got Bible joy. I've got biblical joy. Do you? Or do you have temporary, fleeting happiness because of a sensual desire or a worldly desire? Hey, why don't you have Jesus, the joy of Jesus, biblical joy, Bible joy? Let's all stand, shall we? Dear Heavenly Father, it is without a doubt that every single person is bombarded by the world, by the enemy, by the flesh, by our own failings, by our own sins, by our own past and the memories, and reaping what we had sown years ago, coming back to haunt us. But dear God, your word teaches very clearly that the joy that's available for us from the Spirit of God can much more abound over all our disappointments and all the discouragements. I pray, dear God, that this morning that folks would get back to reading their Bibles. I'm glad they're coming to church. But dear God, church alone won't cut it. They ought to get involved with the work that'll make them glad, the Bible says. They ought to be quiet because the Bible says they're glad that those that are quiet. But nothing can supplant, nothing can replace the Word of God joy, the Bible joy, biblical joy that comes from a King James Bible. Dear God, please bless these dear folks. I pray if there's anybody in this room that's not saved this morning, that they'll come and get the joy of their salvation this morning and trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. I pray, dear God, if anybody's not been baptized after they got saved, they'll come forward and get baptized this morning. I pray, dear God, whatever the need is, Lord, please speak to our hearts. Whether, Lord, we're grieving or sorrowful, whether, Lord, we have hurt, pain in our hearts, my Bible says that we can rejoice even over that. Bless this invitation. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Whatever your need is, you come and do business with God.